Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. More than a year ago, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Division of Cannabis Regulation revoked the marijuana manufacturing license of Delta Extraction, the company and others still in the midst of multiple legal battles. Where does it leave the industry? Joining me now, Scott Sterling, who's been in the cannabis industry for almost 15 years in more than a dozen states. Scott, thank you for being with me this morning.
Hey, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
I understand that you are actually a defendant in a lawsuit pending in the city for breach of contract that involves some of the other players in the cannabis industry. Can you paint a picture for us of what's happening right now with cannabis and all these actions in the state?
Yeah, I can. Missouri's really been on the forefront of some cannabis regulation, and it's a very successful market, more successful than a lot of the other states in the cannabis industry. And, the regulator's been great. Policy has been super about making sure that happens. But as always, they're bad actors. I actually got pulled into a lawsuit back in 2023 for selling some ownership that I owned in a company. Which was the craziest thing, to be sued for selling something you own. But, I put that aside and kept moving with life, figuring, that will work itself out. And, I'm tracking the industry and seeing how Missouri's really blossoming. And then I start reading some articles. I start hearing from friends in the industry, because I'm still active in Missouri cannabis. And so I'm reading some articles, and I come across Delta Extraction. Rebecca Rivas has done some really great work on covering cannabis in the state. And reading her articles, I'm seeing Delta Extraction get shut down for bringing illegal cannabis into the state. And I'm like, well, shucks. So I keep digging into it. I start asking around. I find out, hey, these are the same guys that are suing me. Oh, by the way, they're doing illegal activities. Well, that's not good. So Delta Extractions comes to a conclusion, their license gets revoked back in December. It's still under appeal over a year later. But these same bad actors are actually operating a facility in Waynesville, Missouri, a manufacturing facility and a cultivation. And I'm like, how is that still possible? And all the other states I've worked in, they'd be shut down. And quite honestly, they'd be doing a hard time right now.
Well, Scott, as you know, what Delta has argued is that, number one, that state regulators knew what they were doing and how they were managing the THC that they were using, that, this was an unregulated portion of state law, they say, because it involved hemp and not necessarily cannabis. Are they simply taking advantage of a loophole in state law?
Well, there's always a gray area. And I'll say, as someone who's tried to operate, compliantly and profitably, it's not inexpensive to be a cannabis operator. But, when you look at the facts of the matter, and, you can go onto the DHSS website, health.mo.gov, and just read their statement. I mean, they failed to ensure that all the product they were selling initiated in Missouri. They failed to track and trace it using Metric. So essentially what DHSS is saying, it's not a loophole. People from Delta Extraction, who, 50% of it was owned by AJO, Josh Ferguson, Josh Corson, Ryan Rich, these people were well aware that they were bringing cannabis from out of state. And not only were they doing that, but they were also bringing in hemp and mixing the derivative hemp, THCA, into cannabis products and selling it to the consumers of Missouri. That's a health risk. And it's also running other people out of business because if you do it that way, you can bring it in for a fraction of the cost, but you're still selling it at the same market rate.
Why is it taking so long for the state to work through this process when considering it was, back in 2023 that they revoked Delta's license?
Man, you'd have to ask Amy Moore that, and she's the head of DHSS. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, you hire some big wigs. It's not lost. I mean, when you do the research and you see that, the now general counsel to the governor, Lyle Pearson, was representing AJO on this transaction and Delta Extractions. I mean, I'm not going to hide the ball. I mean, working in the gray area and hiring some heavy hitters, you can buy justice or slow it down.
Well, you're throwing a lot of allegations out that I'm going to have to go back and fact check, quite frankly. I guess, without getting into all the legal nuances on the air right now, how does this affect Missouri and how does it affect the people listening to this show?
Well, here are the facts. Over 60,000 products got recalled. And if you're a consumer in Missouri and you're a consumer of cannabis, you want to trust that what you're consuming, whether you're smoking, you're vaping, however you consume cannabis, you want to trust that it's safe for you to consume. So when someone's able to cheat the system and the compliance that's been put in place by the state regulators, you're at health risk. I mean, there's arsenic, there's lead. There are a whole bunch of things that cannabis is tested for. And if you cheat the system, you're no longer safe in consuming those products. For the operators, when something like this happens, not only are you running them out of business, but if you put products on hold, or they have to get destroyed, well, that's revenue, that's inventory. So I know for a fact there are operators that are out millions of dollars from the Delta extraction. Jobs were lost. Operations were shuttered. I mean, that's the reality of it.
What are you out because of the legal action that was taken against you?
Unfortunately, lawyers cost money. The facility in Waynesville is out there. It's operating. Quite honestly, I'm just trying to keep my head above water and pay for attorney's fees. But what I hope is that, the bad actors get caught. And, regulated authorities do their job.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is there something more that the state needs to do to ensure safe products on the shelf? Should we be concerned about what people are consuming?
That's a great question. I think it kind of starts with a timely response into action. When bad actors are caught red-handed, which is, the case here, kicking the ball a couple years down the road and allowing them to still operate isn't doing anyone any favors. I can tell you from experience, because I've operated in other jurisdictions, regulation in the industry, labs in the industry exist as the checks to make sure that the consumers are safe. So acting swiftly and doing your job and coming to a resolution is the best thing you could possibly do for the industry.
Scott, thank you so much. Appreciate your time and your insight on this morning.
Thank you.
That is Scott Sterling. He has been in the cannabis industry for more than a decade, joining us this morning to talk about some of the issues that he sees within the cannabis industry in the state of Missouri. It's